What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Said It Show. Yes, over 1,800 episodes, 500,000 streams worldwide and counting. Thank you guys for all of your love and support. And yes, we are well into the month of February, darlings. Yes, so what that means is Cupid's Undie Run ATL is just around the corner. So from their event today, I have the event director, Sean Bennett, with me. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. We're really pumped about the event this year, and it's literally 1 week away.
It is a little under a week. So, Sean, for people that are unfamiliar, what is Cupid's Undie Run?
Cupid's Undie Run is the major fundraising event for the Children's Tumors Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we raise money for a condition known as neurofibromatosis, mm-hmm. which affects 1 in 3,000 births in the United States. And it generally causes tumors to form on the nervous system mm-hmm. of children and adults.
Gotcha. So with this run, do people have to be in their underwear, Sean? I mean, is that optional?
I'll be honest with you. That's probably my most, since I became director, that's been the number one question that I've gotten. I actually ran my very first Cupid Undies run 7 years ago in a Superman onesie. So we understand it's February, and we understand that not everybody, you know, wants to strip down to their skivvies. And so we have a ton of people show up in some amazing costumes. And this year we have a grand marshal who supposedly is going to paint his entire body gold.
Wow.
And go as our Cupid. So shout out to Frankie Love for sure.
Definitely. That sounds like a fun time. Yeah. So, you know, with the event less than a week away, or really a week away, do you guys still need volunteers?
We do. We still have, we can always use more help. Mm-hmm. This year we've expanded the kind of stuff that we do. And so we have our usual run, but we also have Cupid Fest, which is going to be a gigantic concert afterwards at Eventide Brewing. They're sponsoring us this year. And so we could always use more help. And, you know, there's a million ways to help out.
Yes. Now, the race itself, how long are we talking about? Are we talking about like a mile or two, or what are we looking at?
This year, I submitted a permit to the county for a 0.83-mile run. So
wow.
It's not the longest run. But if you're a VIP and you've raised $250 with the efforts there, you have an open bar before
Ooh.
The race. And so, you know, we don't want too many people to stumble. So we made it less than a mile.
Less than a mile. So that works, you know. And hopefully everyone that, you know, they pregame at the bar, they'll actually make it to the race, Sean. You know, that's hope for that.
Yeah, we're trying to. It's actually just one little loop. But we wanted to touch the very edge of Grant Park.
Mm.
And so it's basically from Eventide Brewing to Grant Park and back.
Okay. Well, that's a good little distance there. Loving that. And for people that want to help, or they want to participate in some way, but maybe they can't make it out to the race, what's the best way for them to help, Sean?
Probably the best way to help out is that you can actually register for the race and become a virtual participant, which means that you do all of the fundraising that everybody else does, but you don't brave the cold in your undies. And so that's one of the ways. But honestly, I tell you, the best way that people can help out is just, you know, getting the word out there. Every time I have a conversation with somebody and I mention, you know, running in your underwear with 300 of your closest friends, they're on board, you know. And so, you know, you can find out all the information you need at cupids.org.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just getting the word out and helping people donate and things like that are probably the best thing that we need right now.
Yes, absolutely. And again, what is that website again for me, Sean?
It's cupids.org.
Gotcha. And if people want to follow you guys across social media, where do they need to look?
Well, on Facebook, we have the Cupid Undies Run Atlanta group. We also have a page there and an event also. We're also this year we broadened out. We also have you know, our TikToks and our Snapchats and our Instagrams and everything all available. But most of that can be found anytime you search for cupids.org.
Okay. So people can see, you know, they may be able to see a few clips from, you know, previous years, or maybe see you guys being silly here and there if they can't
definitely.
Make it out to the race. Awesome. Well, Sean, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you beyond words.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, good luck. Thank you so much. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.